You are tuned to WKUF LP Flint 94.3 FM. I'm Michael Panchula, also known as your conductor, host of The Outer Ring, and welcome to our 55th anniversary presentation of the band's classic debut album, Music from Big Pink. Released on July 1st, 1968, Music from Big Pink reached number 30 on the Billboard Pop Album chart and made Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. The album's laid-back feel also attracted the attention of other major artists, which I'll discuss throughout the special, along with playing the LP from start to finish. Kicking things off is a song written by Bob Dylan and band member Richard Manuel, who also performs lead vocal. This is Tears of Rage.
Now you throw us
That song was To Kingdom Come, the second track on Music from Big Pink. Written by guitarist Robbie Robertson, it is an introspective look at man's darker side. Featuring both pianist Richard Manuel and guitarist Robbie Robertson on lead vocals. In 1966, Bob Dylan was in a motorcycle accident and spent several years convalescing at his home in Woodstock, New York. One of the many factors that led to the Hawks, who were backing Dylan at the time, becoming the band and moving to the home on Overlook Mountain near Woodstock that would become known as Big Pink. This house became their home and refuge away from the rest of the world. The title of the album refers to the fact that the music was composed partly in Big Pink. The album itself was recorded in New York and Los Angeles in 1968. The third track on Music from Big Pink was written and vocalized by Richard Manuel and showcases his incandescent vocals and naked emotional bravery. In his autobiography, This Wheel's on Fire, drummer Levon Helm wrote, "In a Station is Richard's song about Overlook Mountain and the relative peace that we were all feeling after those long years living on the road." Here is In a Station.
Wouldn't you? not, he don't care. Why do you cry? You know he thinks it's just a lie. To get out, I don't doubt that you'd make a try. And if the good times get you through, I know the drops won't bother you. We'll be gone in moonshine time. I got a place you'll never find. You know I do believe in your hexagram. On their gifts, you know we're just a con. You knew it, why'd you do it? I've been hiding in the dawn. Now I must be on my way. I guess you really have to say, inside the Mission down in Modoc, Arkansas.
That was Caledonia Mission, which Robbie Robertson wrote about getting busted at the U.S.-Canada border with a suitcase full of cannabis. Lead vocals on that song were shared by bassist Rick Danko and Robbie Robertson, while drummer Levon Helm played acoustic guitar and Richard Manuel played the drums. This is one of the many tracks that demonstrate the band's skills as multi-instrumentalists. Those guys could play anything. Bruce Springsteen said that there is no band that emphasizes coming together and becoming greater than the sum of their parts than the band. There may be no better example of this than The Wait. This enigmatic masterpiece has significantly influenced popular music and musicians for 55 years, and some, including myself, consider it to be one of the greatest pieces of music ever recorded. In the documentary, Once Were Brothers, Robbie Robertson and the Band, Robertson said that he chose the town of Nazareth, Pennsylvania for the story in the song because the legendary Martin guitars were made there. Featuring Rick Danko, Richard Manuel, and Levon Helm performing some of the sweetest harmonies in rock, here is The Wait.
Son, won't you stay and keep Annalee company?
put the load right on me. Crazy Chester followed me, and he cut me in the fall. He said, I will fix your rat if you take Jack, my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester.
In his autobiography, This Wheel's on Fire, Levon Helm wrote that all of the characters in The Wait, Luke, Carmen, Miss Moses, Crazy Chester, and young Anna Lee, were based on real folks. Some were friends, and others were encountered on Robbie Robertson's trip from Ontario, Canada, to the Mississippi Delta at the age of 16. Some were actual residents of Nazareth they had met. Crazy Chester was a true character that the band knew in Fayetteville, Arkansas, when they were known as the Hawks. He would come into town on Saturday night wearing cap guns so that he could assist the Hawks at their shows by keeping the peace. Although The Wait was never a big hit on the Billboard charts, it has long been a staple on classic rock stations. The song has also been recorded by several artists, including Jackie DeShannon, Aretha Franklin, and a collaboration between Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations. Turning the LP over to Side B of Music from Big Pink, the first track on the second side was written by Richard Manuel and features Richard on lead vocal and Levon Helm and Rick Danko on harmonies. It is one of the funkiest and hardest rocking songs on the album. Levon Helm wrote that it is a funny song that really captures the way we spoke to one another. Lots of outrageous rhymes and corny puns. Another band well known for including humor in their songs was the Beatles. Blues master Taj Mahal said, "If there were an American band comparable to the Beatles, it would be the Band." Speaking of the Beatles, George Harrison was also impressed by the album's musicianship and sense of camaraderie. Here is We Can Talk. That was Long Black Veil, a song written by Mary John Wilker and Danny Dill, and originally recorded in 1959 by country music star Lefty Frizzell. Rick Danko's mournful vocals are powerful and memorable. In 1969, the band appeared on the third day of the Woodstock Music Festival, held only a few miles from Big Pink, and opened their set with this next track, which has been covered many times by bands such as Three Dog Night, Sugarloaf, and Widespread Panic. Featuring Manuel on lead vocal and some powerful soaring organ work by Garth Hudson, here is Chest Fever.
it's hard just to watch her. And if I touch her, I'm wondering what to do. She just sits there hoping for a friend.
That was Lonesome Susie, a sweet and somewhat sad song written and vocalized by Richard Manuel. Although the song never made the Billboard charts, it is widely regarded as one of Richard's finest works. The next track on Music from Big Pink was written by Bob Dylan and Rick Danko at the Woodstock, New York home that inspired the album's title. It features Danko on lead vocal and was also included in Dylan and the band's acclaimed release, The Basement Tapes, which was recorded on a 4-track recorder in the basement of Big Pink. Here is This Wheel's on Fire.
If your memory serves you well, we're going to meet again and wait. So I'm going to unpack all my things and sit before. Shall meet again if your memory serves.
That was I Shall Be Released, the last track from Music from Big Pink, written by Bob Dylan at the colorful Catskills home. The song was said by Rolling Stone to be a simple, evocative tale of a prisoner yearning for freedom. Richard Manuel sang lead vocal on this signature work, with Rick Danko and Levon Helm on harmonies. Coming up next, we have the first of two bonus tracks. This song was written by Robbie Robertson, and features a soulful and passionate lead vocal by Rick Danko. From their 1975 album, Northern Lights, Southern Cross, this is It Makes No Difference.
The sun.
That was the band with It Makes No Difference. Closing out our presentation is a song from the band's eponymous second album. Written by Robbie Robertson, this legendary tale about a poor white farmer during the last year of the American Civil War features killer vocals by Levon Helm. Here is The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down.
We were hungry, just barely alive. By May the 10th, Richmond had fell. It's a time I remember oh so well. back with my wife in Tennessee, when one day she called to me, "Virgil, quick, come see that old Robert E. Lee. Now, I don't mind chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good. You pay for what you need and you leave the rest, but they should never have taken the
One of the band's most famous songs, that was The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. In a time when many rock bands were leaning toward the psychedelic or singing of revolution, the band returned to the roots of rock, producing music from Big Pink, an album that was highly influential on the music business. Eric Clapton said that the album's roots rock style convinced him to quit Cream and take his music in a different direction. Roger Waters of Pink Floyd called it the second most influential record in the history of rock and roll, after the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper, and said that it deeply affected Pink Floyd. According to musician Terry Burroughs, the album spawned the Americana genre, while music academic Chris Smith said its songs laid the groundwork for roots rock music. I am Michael Panchula, also known as your conductor, and I thank you so much for joining me for this tribute to the band's acclaimed album, Music from Big Pink, celebrating the 55th anniversary of its release. You can hear me every Friday night on WKUF from 9 p.m. until midnight for The Outer Ring, as I take you on a musical voyage through space and time. This is WKUF LP Flint 94.3 FM, Flint's Ultimate Jukebox.